BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Tuesday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
And this is the lounge.
Oh, my goodness.
Amazing, isn't it?
It's like something out of a magazine. No, a Hollywood film. Like any moment, Tom Cruise is going to make a grand entrance through that door.
Unlikely. That's the drinks wardrobe.
They have a drinks wardrobe?
Yeah, two fridges in there. One for wine, one for beer and soft drinks, plus all the glasses and whatnot.
Oh, you know your way around, Mick. I'll give you that.
That was really thorough. Gave me the full tour. Told me where everything is and how it all works.
Oh, I can't believe we are actually going to be living here.
Believe it, kid.
Oh, it's so beautiful. Although...
What?
It's not quite what I was expecting for a farmhouse. I know it's a very grand farmhouse, but I...
No, I know what you mean, Joy.
It all looks very city, if you get me drift. Very international.
Well, that's the taste, I suppose. Want to see the kitchen?
Oh, yes, please. I'm not being critical, mind.
No, I know you're not.
I don't think I've ever been in such a beautiful house, let alone stayed in one.
Me neither.
Wow.
What do you think?
Oh, where are my sunglasses? Everything's so white.
It is that.
How did they get it all so shiny?
Search me.
I thought my kitchen was clean, but...
Well, steady on, love.
What is that?
Oh, yeah, that's Florence. See?
Florence?
She's a bearded dragon.
I've never seen anything less Florence-ish.
The kids named her when she was young, they said.
Oh!
Well, that's part of the deal. We have to feed her while they're away.
Away?
Me, I'll feed her. You don't have to have anything to do with her if you don't want to.
Okay. Well, I suppose I could just about manage that. As long as it's...
Florence.
It stays in its tank.
Okay, scouts on it. Look, shall we have a brew while we're in here?
Oh, good idea. Where do they keep the...
What is it now?
Oh, my foot. Something touched my foot.
Oh, it's nothing to be worried about. It's the vac.
The what?
The robot vacuum cleaner. Look.
I thought it was another one of them dragon monstrosities.
It isn't meant to bump into things. You must have confused it by moving so quickly.
Oh, so it's my fault?
I'm not saying that, love.
I definitely need a cuppa now. Where's the kettle?
On the hob. Wait, you're right by it.
But where are the knobs?
It doesn't have any. It's one of them fancy induction ones.
Oh, how does it work, then?
It's all touch panels and that. Very into the gadgets of Pav and Jasminda. Everything's computerised. Digital, smart, wireless, so all that caper.
Right.
And practically everything's operated from one master controller, which they always keep...
What is it?
Well, that's rum. They said they'd leave it here on the charging console.
I'm sorry. There's no two ways around this. It's about the most depressing thing I've ever done.
We totally get it, Clary, don't we, Mum?
Absolutely. It's soul-destroying.
It was bad enough doing all that cleaning last week. I've been wearing rubber gloves so long my hands have got trench foot.
Yeah.
But now, having to do it all over again, I mean, how could this have failed the test?
It might not have.
Look at it.
But we don't know exactly why they classified us unsatisfactory.
Absolutely spotless.
Just that we still had a high bacterial load.
I can't help wondering if it was the things what Chelsea cleaned.
What?
Well, I mean, I've got nothing against the girl. But she made it very plain she weren't taking on as no cleaner.
Clary, that is enough.
Helen.
Every member of the team has been working their fingers to the bone, including Chelsea.
Love, why don't you see how Susan's doing in the cheese room? Go on. I will give Clary a hand here.
She'd be pulling together, not criticising each other.
Oh, Pat, I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Helen's right. I shouldn't have said that. It was mean.
It's natural. When you're under this amount of stress.
And it's probably even worse for Helen.
It's ghastly for everyone. Mm. I went past Nova and Saren's garden earlier. What's left of it? Well, it's basically nothing.
So sad.
Come on, then. What's next to be made even more spotless?
Is it all right if I come round with you?
Of course. Is something up?
No. We're just, Well, now I'm working split shifts, I thought I'd come out for an hour.
Oh, good idea.
Get a bit of fresh air.
Oh, it'd be nice to have the company, Fallon.
Oh, great.
I'm going to take a look at an area of hazel we're thinking of coppicing.
Uh-huh.
Gardeners pay good money for the cuttings, for pea and bean sticks.
Oh, right. Hey, how's the house sale going?
Oh, ground to a halt again.
Oh, no.
I'm waiting for Tom and Natasha to find time to speak to me about it.
Well, they must be so busy. You know, Bridge Farm failed the hygiene test, did you hear?
I did. I understand their situation, obviously, but Brenda's getting more and more antsy about me buying Roy's place.
I can imagine.
I've explained what happened, but she's obviously only going to wait so long.
But there are plenty of other interested buyers.
Well, she's made that very clear. It wouldn't surprise me if it all fell through.
Oh, no, Kirsty, don't give up, yeah?
You know the worst of it. If the sewage thing hadn't happened, the paperwork would have been completed last week.
How frustrating.
But what can I do? Tom and Natasha are fighting to save the family business. Of course, this is going to take second place for a while. Anyway, you missing Harrison yet?
No, it's great.
Really?
Well, that's what I was telling Mum. Now I haven't got him hogging the bed and putting the tea towels in the wrong place. But yeah, now he's actually left, it's, well, it's, you know,
reality bites.
Yeah, the worst thing is not knowing how long he'll be away.
But can't he come back from time to time? Yorkshire isn't that far.
No, because of the nature of the work he's doing.
Oh, I didn't realise.
Not that he can tell me much about it. He's pretty excited, to be fair.
Oh, I bet.
Although these first few days, it's briefings and orientation, that sort of thing.
Where's he staying?
I don't really know. He showed me the place on a video call. It looks pretty basic. Mm. I tell you what hit me last night. We like watching Death in Paradise together.
So Harrison wants to be a copper on a tropical island, does he?
Yeah, and instead he's in Yorkshire. Anyway, last night I watched one, thinking it'd sort of get me closer to him.
And it didn't?
No. Made me feel further away.
Oh, Fallon.
And I know this is daft.
Go on.
But whenever I develop a new dish or a new bake, he's always the first one I try it out on. I mean, who's going to do that now?
Well, that's not a problem. If you want someone to taste free food, I'm very happy to oblige.
I might just take you up on that.
The continuous freezer?
That's right.
I really don't see him.
Well, take a look. There in the corner.
That's not dirt.
Yes, it is.
I know it's not dirt, because I cleaned every corner of this machine twice.
But look at it.
It's just a mark on the metal.
No, I don't think so, Clary.
I promise you, that won't come out, whatever you do.
Well, I need you to try.
I have tried. Over and over again. I'm sick to the back teeth of trying. I'm sorry,
no,
Helen.
No, it's okay, it's okay. Oh, you all right, Mum?
Not really. It's just one thing after another, isn't it?
Why? What's happened?
Summer Orchard have just had a cancellation. Long-standing customer taken their business elsewhere.
Why?
Hygiene and reputational reasons.
But the business units weren't affected.
I know.
Summer Orchard ain't nowhere near here.
Natasha tried to tell them that, but they'd already made up their minds.
That's awful.
Please give me some good news. Have you found a farmer to take some milk for their calves yet?
Afraid not.
We'll just have to keep pouring it away, then.
It's breaking Dad's heart.
It's destroying everything.
Oh, this is so beautiful.
Isn't it?
The way the sun comes through the trees.
I'll come here any time you want, Fallon.
Oh, I will. I might make a habit of it.
If it helps lift your spirits while Harrison's away.
Yeah. And I have to keep reminding myself, this is kind of the point of him taking the attachment. I really think we needed to have some time apart so that we can remember what it's like to miss each other.
You know what they say about absence?
Exactly.
How long have you two been together?
Nearly 10 years.
Oh, it's a long time.
Yeah. Now, Harrison was saying last night that I should take it as an opportunity too. I've thrown myself into life and do all the things that I can't do when he's around.
Yeah, you should.
One thing I've decided already.
What's that?
I've been feeling so guilty about Dad.
You've been feeling guilty?
It was me who dobbed him in to Mum.
Well, you didn't have any choice.
Well, I don't know. Maybe I could have had a quiet word with him.
Well, it's done now.
And I want to undo it.
What do you mean?
Well, I can't change what's happened, but I can get Dad his job back.
You think?
Well, I'm going to give it my best shot.
Pizza's on its way.
Good.
Where do you get that?
What?
The duvet.
Oh, I don't know. One of the spare bedrooms.
Oh, right. Budge up then.
Oh. I'm guessing you still haven't found the controller.
If I had, it'd be a lot warmer in here, I can tell you. And we'd be able to put the telly on too.
Still no answer from the girls.
Nah, I texted again, left another voicemail. They might still be in the air, I guess.
Or up a mountain somewhere.
Shall I chuck these leaflets away?
Oh, no, don't do that.
It's only junk mail.
I was reading them.
Okay.
Have you not noticed? There's not a single book in the house.
They use e-readers, I expect.
Oh, them and the blessed gadgets. Mick.
Yeah?
Can I say something?
Of course.
I don't want to be a negative Nelly, but if I'm honest, this stay isn't turning out quite like I expected.
Has Clary gone home?
Yeah, about 10 minutes ago.
Why don't you pack up too, love?
No, I'll do a bit more.
You're obviously exhausted.
We're all exhausted. I didn't handle things very well today, did I?
Helen.
I apologise to Clary.
I'm sure she understood. You're at the end of your tether.
Well, so is Clary, to be fair. Oh, sorry, excuse me.
Of course.
I don't believe it.
What?
Oh, listen to this. Dear Ms. Archer, a mutual acquaintance informs me that Bridge Farm may currently be producing surplus milk, which you're unable to process. As a fellow Borsetshire cheesemaker, I may be able to take a large quantity off your hands in the short term.
Oh, that's wonderful!
If this would be of interest, please respond at the earliest opportunity.
Oh, Helen.
Best regards. Oh, no.
What is it?
Oh, no. Of all the people it could be.
I don't understand.
Celia Sparrow.
Who is Celia Sparrow?